भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मा सैटिस्फाइज लॉर्ड शिवा वर्स नंबर 36। लिंगम च तापसाभीष्टम भस्मदंड जटाजिनम अनुगेन संध्याभ्ररुचा अंगेन संध्याभ्ररुच चंद्रलेखां च बिभ्रतम् लिंगं च तापसाभीष्टम् भस्मदंडजटाजिनम् अंगेन संध्याभ्ररुच चंद्रलेखां च बिभ्रतम् लिंगं च तापसाभीष्टम् भस्मदंडजटाजिनम् अंगेन संध्याभ्ररुच चंद्रलेखां च बिभ्रतम् लिंगं च तपसाभीष्टम् भस्मदंडजटाजिनम् अंगेन संध्याभ्ररुच चंद्रलेखां च बिभ्रतम् लिंगं च तापसाभीष्टम् भस्मदंडजटाजिनम् अंगेन संध्याभ्ररुच चंद्रलेखां च बिभ्रतम् लिंगं च तापसाभीष्टम् भस्मदंडं जटाजिनम् अंगेन संध्याभ्ररुच चंद्रलेखं च बिभ्रतम् लिंगं च तापसाभीष्टं भस्मदंडजटाजिनम् अंगेन संध्याभ्ररुच चंद्रलेखां च बिभ्रतम्। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He was seated on a deer skin and was practicing all forms of austerity. Because his body was smeared with ashes, he looked like an evening cloud. On his hair was the sign of a half moon, a symbolic representation. Purport. Lord Shiva's symptoms of austerity are not exactly those of a Vaishnava. Lord Shiva is certainly the number one Vaishnava, but he exhibits a feature for a particular class of men who cannot follow the Vaishnava principles. The Shaivites, the devotees of Lord Shiva, generally dress like Lord Shiva and sometimes they indulge in smoking and taking intoxicants. Such practices are never appreciated, accepted by the followers of Vaishnava rituals. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. We are in this fourth canto, sixth chapter. Here Brahmaji comes to Lord Shiva to pacify him. After Shiva became angry and sent Virabhadra to destroy the sacrificial arena of Daksha, all the demigods were perturbed, the sacrifice was disturbed, and some of the sages and the associates of Daksha, they lost some of their bodily limbs. So all of them went to Lord Shiva to address the situation, to pacify Lord Shiva. Then Brahmaji chastised them, if you have offended a great personality, great Vaishnava Lord Shiva, like Lord Shiva, you will have to expect this kind of treatment. What else you will get when you offend a great Vaishnava? But anyways, I need to rectify the situation. Let me just go and talk to him. So, Brahmaji comes to Lord Shiva, accompanied by many other people. So, in this chapter, Brahmaji glorifies Lord Shiva as if he were the Supreme Lord. Few verses are like that. So, whenever the demigods are glorified, as if they were the Supreme Lord, that is in a representative sense. So they are one in purpose. Even in the next chapter also, when Shiva becomes compassionate and he places a goat head on Daksha's body and then revives his life, at that time also, when Daksha revived the sacrifice, Lord Vishnu appears in his sacrifice and says, don't disrespect my devotees, don't disrespect Lord Shiva. So Brahma and Shiva are non-different from me. They are same as me, they are as good as me. In the sense that we three are one in purpose, right? One in quality. We are all, what to speak of Brahma and Shiva and other great demigods, every living entity, even an ordinary Jiva and the Supreme Lord are of the same quality. In that sense, no one should disrespect another Jiva. What to speak of disrespecting a Vaishnava like Lord Shiva? So, like that, Vishnu counsels Daksha. So, that's the context in which we are discussing this chapter. So, the background of this incident is Shiva was disrespected. And on top of it, he didn't mind so much when he was disrespected, but when Sati, his chaste wife, had to give up her life because of the arrogance and neglect and insensitivity of Daksha, Shiva had to take an action. So, now, when a great soul becomes angry, so what will happen? So, another great soul has to come and pacify him. So, in Telugu there is a saying, that when a poor man becomes angry, he'll just end up biting his lip. Means, when a poor man becomes angry, it's harmful to his lip. He can't accomplish more than that. Right? He cannot slap the rich man, he cannot fight, he's very weak. But when a great person becomes angry, he can destroy everything. When Shiva becomes angry, he can destroy the entire universe also. When you and me become angry, it does not have that much of effect. So when Shiva became angry, the greatest person within the universe, the topmost authority within the universe, Brahmaji, had to come and pacify and rectify the situation. When you and me become angry, Brahma does not come to pacify us. Right? So Shiva is so great. So that's the context of the chapter. The context of this particular verse is that Lingam cha tapasabhishtam. So these couple of verses in this context are describing Lord Shiva's attire and his position there. It's okay. So how he was sitting there? He was sitting on a deer skin and he was very austere with some ashes on his body. He looked like an evening cloud. Bhasma danda jata jinam. Bhasma. Here there is bhasma on his thing. We have Gopichandan on our body. So we are supposed to be practicing Vaishnavas. And the Supreme Vaishnava is not having Gopichandan, he is having a bhasma, ashes on his body. So Prabhupada writes, this is not a regular, typical attire of a Vaishnava. So Shiva is special. He says, his austerity, the symptoms of his austerity are also not exactly like that of a Vaishnava. So, but he does so, he presents himself like that to exhibit. Prabhupada writes, Lord Shiva is certainly number one Vaishnava, but he exhibits a feature for a particular class of men who cannot follow the Vaishnava principles. Okay. So Shiva is compassionate even to the most low class people also. He gives his association to even ghosts and hobgoblins also for their purification. So that is the nature of a Vaishnava. But Shiva's, this attire is imitated by some people, Prabhupada writes here, and they get indulged in smoking and taking intoxicants. But these are not the Vaishnava practices. Shiva presents himself like that just to address to the needs of a particular class of people. That is his mercy. He's the topmost Vaishnava, but he is showing his compassion to the most degraded people also. Most fallen people also. In the Samudra Manthan episode also, Lord Shiva was glorified as if he were the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord Hari, he was right next to all these demigods. When Halahal came out, he could have addressed the situation. So the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he gave the master plan to do Samudra Manthan. So you both should come together, demons and demigods, and churn the milk ocean. He gave the master plan for the Samudra Manthan, and he told how to do it. He helped in bringing the Manthara mountain all the way to Milk Ocean, and in that attempt, when some demigods and demons just fell down, he revived all of them. He brought all of them on Garuda airplane to Milk Ocean, and when the Manthara mountain was drowning in the ocean, he became a tortoise, Kurma avatar, and then lifted it up, gave it support from bottom. And as Lord Ajita, Sahasrabahu, with 1,000 hands, he held the mountain so that it didn't fall off. Right? And he empowered the demigods with Sattvaguna, he empowered the demons with Rajoguna, he empowered Vasuki, the churning rope, with Tamoguna. And he was also giving cool drizzles so that they get enthusiastic to continue the churning. So like that, in various ways, the Lord helped and orchestrated the Samudra Manthan. But all of these things are not very popular in the eyes of people. Kurma Avatar is a bit popular, but rest of the things that happened in Samudra Manthan and all the background services that Lord Vishnu has done are not recognized by most people in this world. What is the most recognized event aspect of Samudra Manthan, drinking the poison. And that credit was given to Lord Shiva. So, Vishnu took all these demigods and demons to the shelter of Lord Shiva. Although he could have drank the poison also. He could have taken that credit also. But he wanted Shiva to be glorified. So, and Shiva's attitude came out. So, when such halahal is coming out, and it is permeating the entire universe, so Lord Shiva just drank it. So, he consulted Parvati. Should I drink it? Ah, of course, why not? She is also very much aligned with the mood of Lord Shiva. In that context, a beautiful verse comes. Tapyante lokatapena sadhava prayasho janah paramaradhanam taddhi purushasya akhilatmanah. Tapyante lokatapena. So, great souls, compassionate devotees like Lord Shiva, cannot tolerate seeing the sufferings of ordinary people. Tapyante lokatapena sadhavaha prayasho janaha. They are always willing to extend themselves to show compassion to other people. Even if it means to drink poison also, I am ready for it. If it uplifts them, if it helps them. Right? Sadhavaha prayasho janaha paramaradhanam taddhi. That selfless compassion is the greatest form of worship of the Supreme Lord. Paramaradhanam taddhi purushasya akhilatmanaha. So Shiva is such a great Vaishnava. So he gives his association even to ghosts also. Right? So this compassionate spirit of extending oneself to even the low class people also, general masses also, is very much glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam and in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And Lord Chaitanya's incarnation is specifically glorified as that which uplifts the conditioned souls. Right? The most fallen people deserve the maximum mercy of Lord Chaitanya, like that. Kaviraj Goswami writes a very beautiful verse in the Adilila. He says that Kripa Sudha Saridyasya Vishwam Aplavayantyapi Nicha Gaiva Sada Bhati Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. Kripa Sudha Saridyasya. So Lord Chaitanya's Kripa is like a nectarian river. Sudha Saridyasya. So Sarit is a river. Sudha Sarid, nectarian river. What is the nectar there? Kripa. Kripa Sudha Saridyasya Vishwam Aplavayantyapi. And this flowing river of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is inundating the entire universe. Vishwam Aplavayantyapi. And just like if you pour water here, the water goes where there is slope. Right? Similarly, this river flows towards the most fallen people. This is Kripa Sudha Sarit. It's not normal water. It is the spiritual liquid of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Kripa Sudha Saridyasya Vishwam Aplavayantyapi. Although it is inundating the entire universe, it is specifically delivering the fallen people. Nicha Gaiva Sada Bhati Tam Chaitanya Prabhum Bhaje. So the most fallen people are given special attention by the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya is like that. And Lord Shiva is specifically like that. He is the topmost Vaishnava. He is trying to uplift even the most fallen people also. That's how Prabhupada appreciates in several purports. We don't know so many details. But this quality is very much appreciated. Right? But Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are quite clear. How Lord Chaitanya uplifted so many fallen people. Especially by his Naam Sankirtan. And now, why a fallen person becomes fallen? By misusing his independence. Krishna is supremely independent, and as a part and parcel of Krishna, as a fragmental part of Krishna, mama eva amsho jiva loki, every living entity also has some independence. The extent of independence may vary from different one living entity to another living entity, but everyone has an independence, and that is utilized by that person according to his discretion, right? But when that little independence is misused, then one becomes fallen. One will get into the clutches of material energy, It's easier said than done. Misusing independence. So we are around just because of that misuse. So now when a person misuses his independence and becomes more fallen, more and more degraded also, because Krishna is so compassionate on that fallen people also, he never disowns them. So when someone does a mistake, when someone misuses independence and does a mistake, it's a mistake and it cannot be supported. Any error cannot be endorsed, right? But still, a wrongdoer is not disowned by the Lord, right? So the intelligence that discriminates between what is right and what is wrong is certainly great, wonderful. But a heart that accommodates even the wrongdoers also and tries to uplift them is greater, is it not? So Krishna is second type. So a person may say, this is black, this is white, this is right, this is wrong. Reject the right, reject the wrong, accept the right. That's fine. Good. But what do you do with the wrong person or wrong thing? So can you do something to rectify it? So the Lord tries to rectify that rebellious attitude. He does not reject it. Right? He does not reject the person who has that rebellious attitude. So it's like hate the sin, not the sinner. Right? So the purpose of the Supreme Lord's incarnations is to show that compassion. And the existence of all the devotees of the Lord, great, great Vaishnavas, is also to represent that compassionate attitude of the Lord. And Lord Shiva is representing that compassion. And all the great Vaishnavas are also representing that compassion. Right? So, now Lord Chaitanya is specifically that Karunavatar who appeared to exhibit that compassion so profusely. Kaviraj Goswami writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, especially Panchatattva. Patra patra vicharanahi nahi sthanasthan ye yaha payataha kare premadan. Without discriminating whether this person is qualified or not qualified. Patra, apatra, vichar nahi. Nahi sthana sthan. Whether it is the right place to give or not. So indiscriminately they are just giving prema dan. They are giving the charity of love of Godhead. The highest gift is given to the most fallen people also without any discrimination. Right? Everybody is given admission. Admission form. Like that. So, this compassionate spirit is exhibited by all the Vaishnavas, especially our Vaishnava Acharyas also. Now, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam and he was seeing everyone early in the morning going for Mangal Arati to all different temples, right? And chanting Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe and all. And some of the residents of Vrindavan are so attached to Vrindavan, they don't even want to go to Mathura also. They want to live there, they want to die there. You see? So in that context, Prabhupada is thinking, all these people in the Western world, they don't know what is Vrindavan. They have not heard the name Krishna. They don't know what it means to live without sense gratification. So when will they chant Krishna, Krishna like this, all these people, when will they know this Vrindavan? So let me give this Vrindavan experience to everyone. Then he takes the risk at such advanced days and then he goes and delivers them. So this is the compassionate spirit of a Vaishnav. So now just because someone is not qualified, someone is attached to sense gratification, someone is fallen, that does not mean Krishna just rejects them. The very purpose he is doing this bhutva bhutva praliyate, he is creating this world again and again, is just to reclaim the conditioned souls, and that shows his compassionate spirit and accommodative nature. So Krishna reclaims the conditioned souls in five ways, several ways. I'll just mention five. One, by allowing the person to enjoy the way he wants to enjoy. Why he has to do that? Because Krishna does not want to interfere with the minute independence he has. If he utilizes, if the conditioned soul wants to enjoy in a certain way and is so adamant about it, in spite of being instigated by the Lord through his common sense, through his consensus as a super soul, still this person is so adamant to do that activity. So the Lord allows him to do so. Okay, you want to enjoy like this on a material plane? Do it. So Prabhupada gives this beautiful example in the Rudra Gita purports. I often mention this, the child's cooking. When a child is so adamant that he wants to cook on his own without eating the food given by the mother, what does mother give? Mother gives some toys. Okay, you can play. Try to cook on your own. Let's see whether you will eat it or not, whether that will satisfy your hunger or not. So because although the mother is urging the child, you cannot cook on your own, you will cut your hands, you will burn your hands, you just better eat the food that I have given you. But the child is so adamant that he doesn't want. I will cook on my own. So then, fine, play with these toys. She definitely cannot allow him to enter the kitchen and then cook on his own. So then the Lord also gives an opportunity to enjoy on a material plane to the conditioned soul. And next step is, he will also arrange for frustration in that attempts to enjoy, right? So when you're cooking with toys, what paneer halwa or paneer butter masala, what great dishes that you can make, you can't make when you're cooking with toy utensils. Similarly, when you're trying to find enjoyment in matter, where is enjoyment? There is only frustration. So Lord gives enjoyment. Second is, Lord gives frustration also in that attempts for enjoyment, so that this fellow will realize that this is not a right place for me to enjoy. You see, there is an opportunity to fulfill that itch to enjoy separately from Krishna, to imitate Krishna and try to become an artificial master, proprietor, enjoyer and controller in this universe. But there is frustration in all that attempts. So first is enjoyment, second is frustration. And Prabhupada further says, and the Lord, to remind this conditioned soul, so he sends acharyas. He makes the books available. He gives the scriptures, right? So just like when the child is engrossed in play, mother may send a ayah or what is that, a nurse, or a servant maid, go and call that fellow. He is playing for 1 hour with the toys only. He should come and eat here. So then this servant maid will go and call this boy. And the boy is still engrossed in playing. Right? So then the Lord also makes the scriptures available to remind the conditioned soul. So this is not your position. You should serve me and then come back to me. Lord also sends the acharyas to remind the conditioned soul that you are a servant of Krishna, come back. If sometimes both of them also don't work, the Lord also personally comes. Mother personally comes, then drags the child into the house. So that is incarnation. So Lord personally comes as an incarnation and performs so many enchanting, heart-touching pastimes to attract the attention of the conditioned soul, to give him an advertisement. This is how your life will be if you love me, if you serve me, if you do bhakti. Right? Give up this conditioned life and then come and serve me. So just to create subject matter for his discussion and then purify him, the Lord descends personally and then performs so many leelas. So by allowing the conditioned soul to enjoy through enjoyment and get frustrated, and by sending the acharyas, by sending the scriptures, and by personally descending as an incarnation, in these five ways the Lord tries to reclaim the conditioned soul. Right? So in that attempt, in that big project of the Supreme Lord to reclaim the conditioned souls, Vaishnavas play a major role. Right? So they represent the compassionate spirit of the Lord. So just like Patra Patra Vicharana Hi Nahi Sthana Sthan, and we are specifically discussing now about being available making that compassion and mercy of the Lord available for the most fallen people. So now we will just discuss a few examples of devotees also who have realized their connection with the Lord, but still they are deviating. So now one is the most fallen people, and the Lord arranges for bringing them back. So now some people have accepted that mercy of the Lord and advanced to certain degree, and then accepted the process, they started chanting, and after doing that also there could be some deviation, there could be some fall or some slip, and there is some distraction because of the allurements of Maya. How will the Lord deal with them? Lord will also show compassion upon them. So Lord definitely disapproves the wrongdoings of a devotee, but he never disowns those devotees. So his disapproval does not mean that he is disowning. So he is always owns. He says, Mama Eva Amsho, these are all my parts and parcels. Whatever they do, ultimately they are mine. So I'll do something about them. Right? So now Indra is also a devotee of the Lord. But during the Lord's pastimes with his loving devotees, Indra created a lot of disturbance. Just like just above that painting is there. Krishna is lifting Govardhan. That is because of Indra. Right? So Indra performed a mistake, certainly. And Krishna acted in such a way that Indra gets his lesson. So Indra Krishna counteracted all the rain that Indra was pouring on Vrindavan very profusely. But the Lord did not punish Indra. And Indra became fearful. He protected Vrajavasis only. He did not punish me. So he may punish me. So the Lord gives him a private audience. So after this Govardhan episode is over, all the 7 days are over, Krishna goes to one corner of Govardhan just to see anything happened to Govardhan. So some damage has happened to Govardhan, just to check. Nothing has happened. That basically Krishna wanted to give a private, secluded audience to Indra, who is feeling guilty now. So Indra came there with the guilt on his face. So next step is punishing me only. He may call Yamaraj and then punish me. So Indra was thinking like that. So Lord is sensitive. Already Indra is feeling guilty and he was feeling embarrassed. I should not be embarrassing him more than this. So Lord just gave him a warning privately and allowed Indra to worship him, and then said, okay, go back and then rule the heavenly planets. So when someone does a mistake, an extreme step is, the immediate response is, okay, he has done a mistake, eliminate him. Okay. But the Lord thinks in such a way that don't eliminate him, just accommodate him according to his tendency. Just make him understand that he has done some mistake and he should not be doing it. Right? Do the needful for it. Right? If needed, there may be some token punishment, definitely. But rejection is not preferred by the Lord. What he prefers is rectification. He doesn't prefer elimination, he prefers accommodating him, right? So that he has done. Even Amogha has done some mistake. So Amogha is the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He has passed some comment when Lord Chaitanya was eating. He is a sannyasi, he is eating so much, so many sweets. He is eating the food of 10 people. It's too much for a sannyasi, so much of Sanskrit, something like that he just mentioned. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya felt very upset. Right. As a reaction for his offense, Amogha caught cholera. But Lord Chaitanya found it fine. What he has done is mistake, certainly, because of his poor consciousness and envy in the heart. But Lord Chaitanya went and showed his mercy and then rectified him. Right. So Brahmaji, here, another painting should be there. Brahmaji, next to that. Brahmaji also has stolen all the calves and boys, and he also has done some mistake, but Krishna just made him realize that what he has done is something wrong, and then again reinstated him as in the post of Brahma, and then, okay, you can continue your services. Right? So there is another important episode from Chaitanya Charitamrit, Gopinath Patnaik. Gopinath Patnaik was a government servant, Prabhupada writes. He misappropriated the money of the government and he was using it for his sense gratification. And when the government asked for that money, he said, I don't have money. You can take these horses for a proper price and then I will pay the rest of the money later in installments or whatever. So somehow the prince quoted a less price for the horse. Then Gopinath Patnaik just commented on that prince. The prince has some habit of looking on the sky, looking towards the sky and then moving his head like this. So, just mocking that prince, Gopinath Patnaik says, my horses are very proper and healthy, they don't do like this. Then the prince got offended. You are not paying me the price. You have taken our money and then not returning it. And on top of it, you are commenting on me. Okay, I'll put you on Janga. I'll kill you. Then somehow, cutting the long story short, Gopinath Patnaik was on the Janga, about to be killed by the prince. Then all the devotees came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begged, my dear Lord, Gopinath Patnaik is your devotee. Can you just do the needful to protect him? He's about to be killed by the king, so you should show some compassion upon him and then protect his life. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how expertly he acted is, I am a sannyasi. A sannyasi has nothing to do with this kind of political affairs. If he has to pay some money to the government, he has to pay. That is his responsibility. And if he is not paying and if the king is punishing him, how am I involved? Do I have to go with my chadar and then ask the king, beg some money, please give me some money so that Gopinath Patnaik can be relieved? So I won't be doing all that. So I am a sannyasi, I have nothing to do with it. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has completely disapproved the mistake done by Gopinath Patnaik. He never supported him. And he being a sannyasi, he is supposed to act very responsible towards the society. If a sannyasi supports a wrongdoer, it's such a bad name. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never supported or endorsed the mistake. He may be my devotee, that's fine. But I cannot show him any mercy in this regard. And if you ask me further, I'll go to Alalnath. Right? I can't stay here. So much of headache. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never supported, sticking to his sannyas principles. Then, somehow, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Kavraj Goswami writes very specifically, multiple times in that chapter. This is in Antilila, 8th chapter. 8th chapter, right? So Gopinath Patnaik, 9th chapter. So Gopinath Patnaik was about to be thrown on the changa. Changa is basically some swords are kept like this, pointed, and the person is thrown on the changa, thrown on that swords, and because of the gravitational force, his body will just go down. Right? And the swords will pierce his body and blood will come out and he will die slowly. So, somehow, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, someone intervened in the episode and informed the king, this prince is killing Gopinath Patnaik. And immediately the king said, no, how can Gopinath Patnaik be killed? I just wanted the money, I never wanted his life, stop it. Immediately the prince stopped, right? Because of a dispute between Gopinath Patnaik and the prince, Gopinath Patnaik was about to be killed, but by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he was saved. And that night, Kashi Mishra, one of the great devotees of the Lord at Jagannath Puri, he meets Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya shares with him, so many people are coming and then disturbing me. I don't have any peace here. I wish to go away from this Gambhira and then go to Alalnath. So people are just bothering me with their political problems and financial problems. So what a sannyasi has to do with it? So I will go. Then Kashi Mishra said, no, you should not be going. So it's their mistake that they are like this, they are bothering you. Actually, so see Kashi Mishra's expertise. Actually, Gopinath Patnaik never wanted to take a favor from you. Okay? He is a great devotee. He never wanted to trouble you for his mistake. So Kashi Mishra very expertly supported Gopinath Patnaik in the sense that his intention is clear. He has done a mistake, but he never wanted to bother you. But it is the devotees of yourself, my dear Lord, they took compassion upon him and they took his case and then brought to you so that you can protect. It is devotees' compassion upon him, and Gopinath Patnaik never expected like that. So slowly Kashi Mishra drew the attention of Lord Chaitanya and just wanted Lord Chaitanya to have a soft heart towards Gopinath Patnaik also. Of course, Lord Chaitanya knows everything, but Kashi Mishra expertly managed it like that. Okay. See, I'm just trying to say all this, how the Supreme Lord and the devotees deal with a person who does something wrong. So they never approve the mistake of the wrongdoer, but they never disown him. Everybody takes compassion upon him. Right? Whether it is the Supreme Lord or the devotee, they never disown him. They don't make him feel more embarrassed and more disgraced. Right? So Lord Chaitanya said, okay, Gopinath Patnaik did not come, did not want that to happen, but these people are bothering me, so but this should not happen. But if I go and support this Gopinath Patnaik, the king will think that I am begging money from him. That would be against my sannyas principles. So my sannyas principles have to be protected. Right? Then Kashi Mishra, Kashi Mishra leaves, and King Prataprudra Maharaj comes to Kashi Mishra that night to massage his lotus feet. To massage Kashi Mishra's lotus feet. Kashi Mishra is such an advanced devotee. Then the king says that, oh, because of me, Lord Chaitanya was disturbed. Everybody is owning the guilt. Everybody is taking responsibility for the displeasure and unpleasant situation created. So immediately the king said, because of me, Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to Alalnath. So that should not happen. I will immediately relieve Gopinath Patnaik from all the debts. Actually, that was a dispute between Gopinath Patnaik and the prince, and I was never involved. I never meant to kill him. I'm very sorry. Because of my decision making, Lord Chaitanya wanted to go. So I'm really sorry, and then I will relieve him from all the debts. Then Kashi Mishra said, no. Lord Chaitanya was disturbed and he wanted to go to Alalnath, but he's never expecting you to relieve the debt of Gopinath Patnaik. That would mean that Lord Chaitanya is begging money from you. So you don't do it for Lord Chaitanya. So that would never make him happy. Kashi Mishra made it very clear that Lord Chaitanya never wanted to compromise on his sannyas principles, and the whole situation should not seem that Lord Chaitanya is supporting or endorsing what Gopinath Patnaik has done, and it should not seem that Lord Chaitanya is begging some money from Prataprudra Maharaj. Kashi Mishra made it clear. Then the King Prataprudra, he said, no, I am doing it only because they are my faithful servants. Gopinath Patnaik. Earlier, I relieved Ramanandrai from my government service. Ramanandrai was doing it so well. He is doing all my services very well. But I just relieved him because their family is very dear to me. Actually, when any king or a minister, any king or a person who is in superior position, they don't want to relieve their trusted subordinates. You can see in ashram also. If someone is very compatible with you while rendering service, such an assistant no one wants to lose. Arey, achcha seva kare, de tu. I keep allocating Vidyapeeth volunteers to different departments. People are choosy about certain volunteers because they are trusted, right? They are reliable. That's why, who is that? Nawab Hussain Shah. He never wanted to relieve Sanatan Goswami. You have to continue my service. So Ramanandrai was so dedicated in his services, so responsible in his government services, and Prataprudra Maharaj was very much impressed. And suddenly Ramanandrai says, I will give you resignation. I will give resignation. And Prataputra Maharaj says, okay, I accept your resignation. I will give you double pension. Right? You just serve Lord Chaitanya. Such a degree of detachment. Such devotion to the feet of Lord Chaitanya. Such supporting of devotees. Like that. So I relieved Ramanand Rai from all his government responsibilities because their family is dear to me. If Gopinath Patnaik has done some mistake and if I relieve his debt, Lord Chaitanya is not involved here. So it's my love and my affection for that family. So Lord Chaitanya should not feel that I have done some favor to him. Right? Make sure. So Kashi Mishra is happy. And then Lord Chaitanya is happy. Then Gopinath Patnaik is happy. Because Gopinath Patnaik's debt got cleared and Prataputra Maharaj doubled his salary and he again reappointed him in the same place as a tax collector, right? And Kaviraj Goswami says, I have cut short so many details, it's very short time. So Kaviraj Goswami says, all this happened by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. See the inconceivable mercy of Lord Chaitanya. A person who is about to be thrown on Changa and in one more minute he is about to die, but immediately he was, his life was saved, his job was saved, his salary got doubled and he got some silk wrapper on top of his head and he got some shawl and some honor also. So all these transformations happened by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So externally, Lord Chaitanya never approved the mistake done by Gopinath Patnaik. But internally, he never gave up his mercy towards his devotee. You see, mistake is a mistake, whoever does it, and that mistake cannot be endorsed or approved. So the Lord disapproves the mistakes done by his devotees or normal people, but he never disowns anyone. My mercy is there for them. Like that. So similarly, we can see the episode of Kalakrishna Das. During South India Yatra, Kalakrishna Das was attracted by some Bhattacharis. He was allured by them. And then he went into their camp. Although he's the assistant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went all the way and then brought Kalakrishna Das. You are supposed to be my assistant. I am supposed to be your assistant. So I had to come out of my yatra and then bring you because you are getting distracted unnecessarily. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved the activity done by Kalakrishna Das. But he never said, get lost. He allowed Kalakrishna Das to be with him throughout his South India Yatra, rest of the South India Yatra, and brought him all the way till Jagannath Puri. And in front of devotees, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Ramananda, and all these devotees, he said, this person has done some mistake. I am not responsible for him. Get lost. There he said, get lost. He said, he rejected Kalakrishna Das in the association of devotees. He never rejected Kalakrishna Das when he was alone. Poor fellow, where he will go when he rejects him in South India? He has to come to Orissa, then he rejects. Then Lord Chaitanya externally rejected because he cannot approve any mistake done by devotee, right? He's playing the role of an exemplary sannyasi. But he was so compassionate upon Kalakrishna Das. He was very merciful upon Kalakrishna Das. And all that mercy and compassion he exhibited through the devotees. Then Nityanand Prabhu and Ramanandara and all these devotees, Damodar Pandit, Jagdanand Prabhu. So all these people, what they have done is, actually Lord Chaitanya completed his South India Yatra for 2 years and then he came back to Puri. So we need some person who has to go and inform about this news at Shantipur in Navadvip. So Sachai Mata should know this, then Advaitacharya should know this, and all the other prominent devotees in Navadvip should know this. So let us send Kalakrishna Das for this. They told Lord Chaitanya also. So we are sending him as a messenger to inform about your great arrival, South India Yatra. Then Lord Chaitanya said, do whatever you want. Actually, Lord Chaitanya wanted that to happen. Lord Chaitanya never disowned Kalakrishna Das. Lord Chaitanya was never he was always compassionate to everyone, right? So he showed that compassion through the devotees. And
all the devotees gave a lot of Mahaprasad, Jagannath Mahaprasad to Kalakrishna Das, and with all this Mahaprasad he went all the way to Shantipur and gave this Mahaprasad to Advaitacharya and said, Lord Chaitanya has completed his South India tour and he has come back. Advaitacharya became ecstatic. He started dancing. Later he went to, Kalakrishna Das went to Sachimata and informed him, your son has come back. Oh, he has come back. Since 2 years we didn't hear any news about him. Where is he? How is he doing? His whereabouts we don't know. His welfare and all we don't know. After 2 years we have heard something about him. So in those days there is no WhatsApp and then clicking photo and then sending so that everybody is aware. Where is he? WhatsApp live. Facebook live is not getting transfer. That is a YouTube live. YouTube live is not there to see what's happening. So 2 years all these Shantipur devotees had no news about Lord Chaitanya, and that news was given after 2 years by Kalakrishna Das, and Kalakrishna Das has become the cause of this ecstatic happiness of Advaitacharya, Shachi Mata, Srivas Thakur and so many other devotees, hundreds of devotees at Navadvip. So when you cause that much pleasure to great Vaishnavas like that, not only by giving news, by giving prasadam also, how much blessings you will receive, how much profuse amount of blessings you will receive. So Kalakrishna Das was overwhelmed with the blessings of all these people. Their happiness acted as a great benediction upon him. So Lord Chaitanya wanted this to happen. Yes, this person has done some mistake, but I cannot disown him. So let him get this mercy of my devotees, through my devotees. But I will maintain my external strictness towards him because he has done some mistake. So, although the Lord does not endorse mistakes, although the Lord does not disapprove or does not approve the mistakes of a devotee, he never disowns them. He disapproves, but he never disowns. But just because he doesn't disown, the devotee should not take undue advantage of that and then purposely commit mistakes. So that's not the message here. But that gives us hope. Although by mistake, accidentally, or because of some previous habit, if someone commits some mistake, one should not become so depressed and dejected. Yes, honest guilt should be there, regret should be there, repentance should be there, an attempt not to commit that mistake again should be there. But one should not become so depressed that, oh, no, I'm not fit for this and all. So our fallen situation is not as great as Krishna's mercy, right? So Krishna is so compassionate and he exhibits that compassion through all his devotees. And Ram was willing to forgive Ravan also. And then there are so many such great examples, Sota Haridas and demigods. Hundreds of times they do some mistakes and then they approach the Lord and the Lord will take some incarnation or take some form and then orchestrate things in such a way that the demons are subdued and then demigods are brought into power. So how many hundreds of times it has happened? So like that, it is a very hope-giving quality of the Lord, how the Lord is very compassionate to his devotees. Although he maintains his strictness externally, but his heart is filled with compassion for everyone. And that compassion is our hope. That's why we, after every deity service, we chant this prayer. Aparadha sahasrani kriyante har nishammaya, har nishammaya. What is the next line? Dasoha mitimatva kshamasva madhusudhana. So like there are a series of prayers. Stitir seva gatir yatra smritis chinta stitir vachaha. So these are all very exalted. My stiti seva? No. So what is the sense of gratification? Gatir yatra, all my gatis yatra, I go here and there also. So let it be like that. That's the prayer. Right? So pratigna tava govinda name bhakta pranishyati iti samsmritya samsmritya pranan sandharayatam yaham. You have taken a pratigna that my devotee will never perish. That's our hope. So thank you all very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.